social media platforms. I'm recording live. I'm back, y'all. So, it's been a hectic week. My apologies for the delay of the second episode. Just lining things up, getting back in the groove of things. But I didn't quit. I didn't give up. I'm back. I know that y'all been looking for me, waiting on my content and things of that nature. So I had to come on here and talk to y'all this evening to keep y'all motivated, to keep y'all striving, to keep y'all thriving. You know what I mean? We know that these gas prices is just off the chain. We hear talk about Russia. We hear talk about the Ukraine and how things is just changing and going up in the uproar, right? It's a lot of memes being made about these gas prices, inflation, and things of that nature, things of that matter. You know, what are you to do? How to overcome it? How to figure this out? You know what I mean? Because day by day, it seems like the prices is just increasing, things is changing, and unless you get a grip on what's going on and get an understanding of what's going on, then you'll forever be, you know, mixed up and lost in the sauce. But, you know, it's too much information out here for you not to grasp as opposed to what's going on. The only person that's standing in the way of you gaining the knowledge and information out here is you. You know what I mean? Because it's right there. Your face is not hidden. You know what I mean? You just not taking the initiative to really step in front of that shit and really make moves accordingly to what you need to do for you and your family. You know. When is it going to be enough? When is it going to be to where you got to really sit back and say, you know what? It's time for me to change. It's time for me to take this step. It's time for me to transition. You know, I'm not saying leave your job. No, I'm not telling you to do that. But at the same breath, you know, look for better opportunities. If you don't see no growth in your job, you know, start training for another career. You know what I mean? Start showing your value. Start working on your value. Working more on yourself so you can be more value to other people. You know, these skill sets that's been talked about, you know, you have them. You got to work on it. We want the things to happen overnight. You know, we look at the glamorous things that's going on this earth, in this world, on the gram, Facebook, Twitter, whatever. You know what I mean? But at the same token, you got to remember this. You have to remember that nothing comes overnight. You know what I mean? Don't fall for the glam. Because a lot of people are just throw out things to catch your eye and to get you going, to get you want to be on that hype. But it's work that has to be put in for you to enjoy the fruits of your labor. It's work that has to be put in order for you just to, you know what I mean, sell. And I don't mean like sell. I mean like sell. Like on the ship, on the cruise. The problem is y'all want that, but don't want to put in the work to get that. You know, I'm guilty. I've been there. You know what I mean? I have been there. But it got to get fixed. You know what I mean? That mindset has to change. Instant gratification. Yeah. I mean, come on. I think I said this before. nothing is better than actually putting that work in, putting the hard grind in, and really solidifying that, you know, that foundation. Because, yeah, you can get it real quick, but if it's not strong and steady, then it's going to crumble real quick. Why? Because you're chasing after that high. You're chasing over the now. You want it instant, you know, instead of just building it, putting in that grind, putting in that work, showing your study approved, really just getting the knowledge and the tools and actually putting that work in and building a team to help you form that, you know. And that's my thoughts and that's my theory, right? And I'm gonna leave that where it's at. My next segment that I want to talk about is what do I want to talk about next? I'm sorry, y'all. Yeah, we're going to talk about it. We're going to get right into the NFTs, and we're going to get into the crypto, and we're going to get into the metaverse and the Web3. That's what needs to be talked about. You know, I got into crypto probably 2019, just doing my rounds, walking around, doing security, and, you know, I mean, checking out this crypto called Bitcoin, you know, and I didn't know what it was about. I just heard it was a digital currency at the time, and I just heard it was a good thing to invest in, but I was naive. I didn't really get the full understanding of it, but I just threw my money into it and didn't really understand it. I just wanted to try it out. Long story short story long, we get to the pandemic, and I want to say in the middle of the pandemic, you know, I was hearing talk, you know, from a few people, you know what I mean, like 19 Keys, you know what I mean, and Chris Cole, and a few other people that, if I didn't mention y'all, don't feel no type of way, but I'm just giving y'all the sauce on why I was learning this stuff from, you know, investing into the courses and doing my due diligence on my own, and seeing that where the world is heading to because of the, you know, the value of the dollar. It goes down, it loses its value, you know, every day. And, you know, it's not that the prices shoots up to a degree, it's more that the value of a dollar loses its value every day. This fiat, you know what I mean? It loses the value. So shifting over to that, understanding the laws and the rules and regulations of the Federal Reserves, you know what I mean? The dollar is not backed by anything, you know. But with this here cryptocurrency, you got your Bitcoin, you got your Ethereum, you got a few other coins that's getting developed every day. And what's the best time than now to not only invest into it, but to really read and study, but study upon it and act on it. You know, don't let this opportunity pass over. Because I heard and was told that Bitcoin was started in 2010. So, you know, if I would have caught on to it and a few other people would have caught on to it then, just imagine how much that Bitcoin would have been worth, you know, today as we speak, with the stocks going up and down, with the crypto going up and down. So that's something to really get into, you know, like real talk, because that's the way the world is heading to. It's more digital currency. You even got banks looking at it, like Chase, you know what I mean? They was looking at it back in late 2020, 2021. Now, the NFTs, I got onto it, which is non-fungible token. That's what an NFT is. So you can get my definition of a non-fungible token is like an art and a painting that you can use your crypto Ethereum to pretty much pay for it. And with that painting, there's only a certain amount of paintings that you can get. So, which is going to cause your value of that painting to go up. And with that painting, or whatever you decide to do with your painting as an NFT, you can pretty much line that up and offer certain things that's going to come with that NFT. And I know that y'all, if you're paying attention to these NFTs, you got a lot of artists that's doing it. You know, you got Nas, you got Snoop Dogg doing this thing with the NFT, playing with the metaverse. And it's just, you know what I mean? It's more in depth. It's more in detail. You know what I mean? So that's what my definition of a non-fungible token. You know what I mean? But it's value with that painting, with that track or whatever it is that you mint up as your NFT. So my best advice to y'all is pretty much do your due diligence with that, because as y'all see, I'm still learning. I'm just giving y'all what I know from my educated guests. Like I said, that's not my lane. I'm studying, I'm brushing up on it, you know what I mean? Educate yourself. Do your due diligence on it. Invest, you know what I mean? And really just act on that. Another thing is I want to get into too. It's the metaverse. Now, picture this. You know, your children already be asking you for VCs and V-Bucks, teens or whatever, for their character and stuff. They already living in the metaverse. They've been in the metaverse for the past few years. We just now really seeing that and catching on to it. But the good thing about the metaverse is that you can pretty much build your property, right? Like with the sandbox. I'm giving y'all some gems, so y'all might want to take some notes. So y'all got the sandbox and you got Upland. You can download these apps off your smartphone, your iPhone. You can use your tablet, your MacBook, your Windows, or your Chrome, whatever it is that you have, right? And you can build a land pretty much like Roblox. You know, your children playing Roblox and they building their land and stuff like that. You can pretty much do that with that, and your property could be worth something in like a DeFi setting with the crypto. You know, like Snoop Dogg, he did his thing on the sandbox. It his property is worth a lot of money. I can't give you the numbers because I don't really know. But yeah, his property. So I think it was talk that Snoop Dogg, somebody was a neighbor to Snoop Dogg in the metaverse, and just by him being a neighbor in the metaverse on the sandbox, his property value was worth just that much. You know, let me do my research right now. I'm doing it right now, y'all. So let me see. I think his was, they said someone spent $450,000 for land next to Snoop Dogg's house. So if his stuff was, if a neighbor paid that much just to be a neighbor to Snoop Dogg, just imagine how much Snoop Dogg land is. So, according to that, it was 450,000. So, yeah, get into it and just build. You know, understand it and build it. You build your land on the metaverse. A lot of people say, oh, that's a game. That's a game. Yeah, it's a game. But pretty soon, that's where everybody's going to be heading to. So you might want to go ahead and get with that. You know, as a matter of fact, Facebook even is converting over to Meta. That's why it's called Meta. But I heard there's some kinks and there's some things that's going on with that. But look into the sandbox. Look into the upland. You could build your land and get that value. You could build your property and you could sell it. And you can actually use that cryptocurrency to whatever it is that you need. I think you can turn it into fiat. Don't get me to going though, but that's what it is with that. The third thing that I want to talk about as I'm talking about this metaverse crypto is a Web3 design. So that's more of, I want to say 3D-ish. I could be wrong. You could comment. You know, you can always leave a message in the comment and let me know. But that's not really my area. But get into the now. You feel what I'm saying? Be valued. Learn this stuff. Study it. You know, that's more that, and study that, and that's adding more value to yourself. That way you can give to people, because these new things is popping up. Especially with blockchain, understanding the blockchain and the blockchain technology, all these things tend to line up into this today's society and the direction that we head into. You know, so I know y'all probably wasn't thinking about me dropping that those gems, dropping them jewels right quick, but I don't mind, man, because y'all are my peoples, and that's what I do for my peoples on the Night Shift podcast. So I had to get that to y'all. But, you know, before I get ready to wrap it up, you know, y'all just stay strong out there. You know what I mean? Work on your dreams, work on your goals. You feel what I'm saying? Turn those things into reality. You know, really just get a move on it. Really just stay positive, get that positive energy around you, get around like-minded people that's willing to grow, that's willing to go, put in that work, you know what I mean, getting that dough, all the above, you know. Don't quit, work hard, stay at it, you know. So that's what I pretty much got for y'all. I will be dropping another episode this Sunday. It's going to be a special episode. Like I tell y'all, if anything changes, then I'm pretty much going to let y'all know that. But for the most part, yeah. Y'all see it. Check out my content on Instagram, A Carter the God. You know what I'm saying? Also check out that's my YouTube. Also check out my Instagram, that's A Carter. Check out my Instagram, Twitter. Sorry y'all, it's been a long day. All social media platforms. Don't forget to go on Spotify, Apple Podcasts. Check out the Night Shift Podcast by Anthony Carter / Paul Moss, and please give me a 5-star rating. As I get ready to close out, I just want to say thank y'all for the love and support. I appreciate y'all welcoming me back. And until next time, that is, I will get more in depth of other conversations and other topics. But I also got something going on called the Guard Shack Talk. And every time that I'm at work, I have like a 10, 15, probably 30 minute chat with the people. So that's usually my midday afternoon-ish Guard Shack Talk that I have on Instagram Live. I want to say I try to do it the days that I can. So just follow my page, A Carter, the one, A-C-A-R-T-E-R-D-A-1. That's on Instagram. That's on Twitter. Follow A Carter, the guard. Also follow A Carter, the one on TikTok, y'all. So I got all these social media platforms. Y'all just roll with me as I build. All right, I'm out of here. One love. Peace out.